Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blatt. Parasha Bechukotai, E My Statutes. Week 33, 6 Aliyah. But nothing that a man owns and devotes to the Lord, whether man or animal or family, land, may be sold or redeemed. Everything so devoted is most holy to the Lord. Leviticus 27, verse 28. What does the word cherem mean? This verse speaks about a special consecration called cherem, not the same kind of consecration dealt with in previous passages. The term cherem has different meanings and must be understood according to the context. In Leviticus 27, verse 21 and 28, and Numbers 18, verse 14, it means something consecrated to the Eternal. In Deuteronomy 7:26, it means abomination. In Deuteronomy 13, verse 17, it means a forbidden thing. In Joshua 6, verse 17, and Malachi 4, verse 6, and 3, verse 24 in Hebrew, it means extermination. In Ezra 10, verse 8, it means forfeit and excommunication. And in Ezekiel 44, verse 29, it means sacrifice. Cherem is much stronger than a consecration. When someone gives the Eternal something as a cherem, it won't be redeemable. That's it. And it's as if it can't be bought back. The word comes from the root haram, which means to seclude by a ban. Dear disciple of the Messiah, check among your things to see if there is anything unworthy of a saint like you. Records, songs, pictures, magazines, images, keepsakes, charms, jewels, downloads, anything in your phones, your computers, within yourselves. Check it. There is anything that may not glorify the Eternal, and discard it to the anathema. Throw it away. Don't give it to anyone. If it's bad for you, it is also for others. Take out of your house all objects related to idolatry or paganism so that the curse doesn't reach you, as it's written in Deuteronomy 7:26. And you shall not bring an abominable thing into your house and become devoted to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest and abhor it, for it is devoted to destruction. Blessings and shalom.